What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Dark Waters. I'm your host, Josh. It's Tuesday evening. Just got done recording. Hope everyone's had a great week so far. I hope your weekend was awesome. I know there's a lot of cool shit that went down. The Upper Chesapeake. There's some big shit going down in Tennessee. Congrats to all winners. I think Ike won this weekend. Congrats to that guy again. Yeah, man, I didn't do much this past weekend. I kind of took it easy. I'm still kind of recovering from the weekend before, so didn't do much. But this weekend, we got the Winnemucca in New Hampshire with the Elite Kayak Fishing. I'm looking forward to that. Just got off with the podcast. My buddy Mike McCrone, he's doing it. Derek Brunel's doing it. Kim Wood, Jason Gardner, Adam. I can't wait, dude. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. Looking forward to taking everyone's money. And improving my angle of the year points because I've missed the last two events in this tournament series, so I got some work to do. But I'm sitting pretty good. I think the first event at KU got was fourth place, so I have a chance at angle of the year. We'll see. But already qualified for the championship at Lake Champlain in September, so pretty excited about that. But I mean, I'm happy with the whole tournament series. I wish I was able to do the other events, but you know, life got in the way. But it's a great idea, and a lot of people are into it, so I'm glad to be part of it. But yeah, man, that's my guest tonight, Mike McCrone. I think I said his last name right, but he's a fellow Northeast angler. We've been hanging out, or at least chatting with each other for over a year now. I've been wanting to talk to him since about a year when he won first place at one of the KBF events on Lake George. Just couldn't get to happen. And then I met him at Candlewood, you know, and hung out with him there. And then we we're bros. So it was cool to finally get on the show, especially before this weekend. We're both doing the tournament this weekend. So picked his brain, but it was a fun podcast, man. We just ran our mouths, man. I hate when I try to script these things too much or whatever. I like it when just, you know, we get on there and we just talk some shit and just let the conversation go where it goes. So this is a good podcast. This is my style. Had a great time doing it. And hopefully, I can have some more like this so that they don't get so, redundant, stale. Try to keep these things interesting, but yeah, guys, I'm just ranting. I had a few beers. I don't have much to say because I haven't done much lately, but, anyways, other than that, not much, man. August, man, it's that time of the year. Anyways, we'll just jump into this thing. Also, I gotta thank my sponsors. First and foremost, Styx Fishing. They've been awesome to me this year. They make six awesome rods that cover all your needs, all your lures, all your techniques. You know the drill. I say this shit all the time, so nothing's changed. These rods are awesome. They're well priced, and if you're like me and you want to keep shit simple, this concept is for you. I get everything I needed done on the water with these rods, and I got nothing but praises for them. Also, you know, Travis Moran and Nick Former Fishman, the owners of this company. They love helping people catch fish. So if you go to their website, styxfishing.com, and you check out their library of videos, you're going to learn something. So make sure you check them out. Get these rods. I think it's $500 for six. They got a 90-day buy on trial where if you don't like them, you send that shit back. But you're going to love them. But make sure you use discount code DARKWATERS. You tell them Josh sent you. And get yourself some rods. DARKWATERS is powered by Dakota Lithium. Really happy to be part of that team. It's been a fun ride so far. Those guys have been tremendously helpful during tournaments as far as providing places to stay. They've catered meals for. It's an awesome team to be on. And obviously they're the most premier batteries, whatever lithium batteries in the kayak world. They're all over the place though, camping, big boats, whatever. Dakota Lithium, you know, they're awesome. X-Zone Lures, I've been using them for 2 years. I don't really have to say anything except, you know, they're awesome plastics, awesome colors, just awesome in general. So check them out. Use discount code capital D, capital W, 15. Get yourself a discount. And last but not least, Rogue Fishing Company. Don't lose your shit this year. Buy some gear to save your gear. Use discount code Dark Waters. So that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode with Mike. It was really fun. Like I said, we're all over the place. Sharing stories, sharing life. It was a good conversation. So enjoy it. Have a great week. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing another episode this week, but definitely I'll talk to you guys next week. So have a good one. Ciao. Oh, 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 oh All right, Mike, welcome to the show. What's up, my friend?
What's happening, buddy? Thanks for having me.
I know, we've been trying to do this for a minute. I think we've been trying to do this since your last good finish at Lake George a year ago, huh?
Well, I had a decent one at Murray, but it's just been kind of back and forth. I don't think it's, just hasn't panned out. So yeah. Happy to be on now, though. I got to shout out my little guy. I've been on a few podcasts. My 4-year-old Jackson gets all jacked up. So, Jackson, what's up? He's going to listen to this on the truck on the way to work tomorrow, and he's going to be pumped. So,
oh, nice.
I told him I'd do it. Sorry.
No, that's cool. first time on the show. Obviously, I know you a little bit. We've had some adventures together. You got to introduce yourself just for all the people who don't know who you are. So just real quick, what you do, what you've done, shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, probably pretty standard for what a lot of other guys have come on and said. You know, I've been fishing my whole life. Hunting, anything outdoors, you know what I'm saying? My father started, there's pictures of me when I'm 2 years old with him holding me by the belt, like stripers at the canal or, on the bass boat. He was a big tournament angler. So I've been fishing a long, long time. And I've heard it before too, where, some of the Greg Blanchard videos, I have young kids at home and kind of stopped a lot of the, I thought it was going to stop the travel, and then this turned into all this madness, But yeah. I saw those videos and I was like, man, that is cool. That's something I'd like to try out. And just sort of landed me here. And now talking to people like you and doing these tournaments and traveling and EKF and KFL and KBF and every other, so it's been a pretty wild ride, man. It's kind of snowballed quickly, So,
It doesn't hurt that you live pretty close to some pretty, really good anglers like, Derek Brundle and Conant. And
yeah,
I mean, the whole area that you guys are from produces quite a few like competitive anglers. So, it's kind of easy to get caught up in it.
Dude, I mean, it was funny too. Cause we started at Any Bassin, which is like a local trail. It's an awesome, it's cool little trail, man. It's great. Like nothing negative to say. It's awesome. But, and I remember the year, even before like Derek was well known, like watching, they'd be in the Cape division, be like, oh, those guys are pretty good, and then just paying attention. And then Derek jumped into KBF, and obviously everyone knew of Ken. Ken's kind of like the OG in the Northeast, and then Derek just had that like crazy, just awesome season, rookie of the year. And then I actually went to Guntersville and was kind of there while Matt just had that epic, So it was cool to kind of be a part of it, even if a little bit more sort of low key behind the scenes, watching everybody kind of grow together was a lot of fun,
I mean, it was definitely for like 2 years in a row. It seemed like it was just like a Northeast, like the KBF was just like an ATM for a lot of the guys in the Northeast.
Well, dude, look at EKF, like that young kid, Jake. I mean, that dude starts traveling. I bet you're going to hear his name too. There's plenty of good anglers up here, and even guys like, so the trail Ken runs now, Mass Kayak Bass, and it's like, if you ever have a minute, just look at that list. I mean, it's pretty crazy, some of the names on our local trail, and it's like, so it's kind of like iron sharpens iron. We're just constantly fishing against good guys, so it's like, if you don't step your game up, you're just going to suck,
Right.
Which makes it a lot of fun, it's competitive, but I think it's like healthy competitive, like everybody kind of likes each other, and the scene, the drill in the Northeast, it's pretty good scene, man. I mean, it's not a whole ton of drama, and it's, obviously there's bullshit everywhere, but for the most part, guys get along, good dudes, good anglers, and everyone pulling for each other, which makes it like a ton of fun. It's really, that's the best word for it so far. It's just been fun. Awesome.
Yeah. I've never had a bad time traveling and linking up with those guys. And for some reason over the years, that's who it's been. Let's show up and it's either Derek or Ken or any one of those main groups of guys. And it's always a good time. It's always a lot of fun. So granted, I'm a little bit more where I'm at. I'm in New York. I'm not in like Connecticut or the Massachusetts area or anything like that. But still, I see these guys everywhere I go. And for some reason, I'm always staying with one of them or whatever. But it's always a good time. It's always – like you, like just so good. Like, I mean, like every time I go fishing with these guys, it's like my floor gets a little bit higher, as far as like how I am competitively. It's not just because they share stuff with me, but just, it's like you said, iron sharpens iron, and you fish enough with these guys, you're bound to pick up something,
Yeah. No, dude, it's been like, I'm a fan of the show. I listen to your stuff. Like we talk, and it's been cool to watch you grow. Your year has been, you know, I mean, just from like a quiet observer, seems like massive strides. And it's, that's part of what makes like, you know, podcasts like this or a group like that. Everyone's always bouncing ideas, and it's not even for any reason other than guys just love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like what we like to do. So it's a lot of fun to just, it's, you know, with everything in the world, you just look around, everything's so nuts, and you spend all this time with like-minded individuals just doing this thing we love. And that's the beautiful thing about it, man. It's just, you can't beat it. I mean, it's like you said, Lake George, you're on a place like that, or like, you know, we were down in Kissimmee this winter, and you're just sitting there, you're like, dude, this is so cool. Like, I can't even believe, there's like 10-foot alligators next to me in a kayak. I'm like, what am I doing? You know, like, how the hell did I get here? You know?
Yeah.
But it's cool though. You know, it's like, who has those stories, you know?
Yeah.
Just us, we dive into it, you know, and so I think it's cool. Everyone just relates. It's kind of like-minded guys. And that's, I think, why the kayak community is just so cool right now. And it's like, I've heard you say it before. It's almost like, damn, I don't know if I want it to get too much bigger, just cause,
yeah,
you know, we're in a sweet spot, man. Like it's awesome right now, you know?
Well, it's such a cool world, cause you got all of us that are just really passionate about it. And, yeah, and like the scheme of things, everything that's going on around us, like it's something that really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like none of us are becoming millionaires off it. None of us are paying our bills off it. But the way we act about it, and you know, the way we travel and the way we do things, you would have think this was like our livelihood, but it's nowhere close. It's just some weird like passion hobby that it just engulfs you. And like, here I am, you know, I travel the world or travel the country, especially around our part of the woods. I just see people all the time. It's just weird to be like so obsessed with something that doesn't really matter in the whole scheme of things. Like none of us have to do this. None of us are making a living off it. It's strictly just a passion or whatever, and the community and everything that goes with it. But like, there's no like rain, you know, pot of gold waiting at some end of the kayak fishing rainbow for us. It's just, it's just something we enjoy doing. And it's cool that you can find a bunch of like-minded people who just love to waste their time together, you know?
Yeah, well, and I mean, dude, like, imagine if these tournaments were for $100,000. It's like, you already see some guys, you know, literally bending the rules a little bit, and other examples, you know what I mean? And it's just kind of like, imagine if we were doing it for that kind of money. I mean, it would be epic, be awesome. I wouldn't hate to see that, but it also, like, anytime you had money like that, it's, you know, you lose some of that purity, I think, you know?
Right. Yeah, I don't know how good of friends me and you would be talking about doing a tournament together, you know what I mean? We'd probably be a little less friendly on all the interactions that we have.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be telling you, you know, probably dead opposite. I'd be like, you know, Winnipesaukee coming up, I'd be like, dude, you got to go shallow, man. You got to go shallow. Like, they kill it, trust me. You know, it's just, but, and that's kind of the fun thing, man. I mean, it's, for the most part, guys are, you know, we fish big water and we're in kayaks, dude. It's not like, I mean, it's tough to like really cover water. So like, even when you give stuff up, it's, I don't know, it's not like the same as a big boat, you know? It's just kind of, because I mean, like, look at Winnipesaukee. Like we kind of talked a little before the show, that's coming up, it's on our minds a little bit. And look how big that is, and like all the islands and like the fingers and the odds are like really, like, we could sit here and be like, I'm gonna do this and this, and the odds are like you and I stepping on each other's toes with something like that is probably pretty slim to none.
Right.
No matter what, you know, so it makes it kind of fun. And that's something I've seen with KFL. I'm on the Maulers team, and it's like, I'm not used to sharing. Like I'll share a little and it's cool to talk, but like, man, when we're talking about some of these tournaments and strategies and lures and everything we do, I mean, we're pretty open and sharing way more than I'm used to, you know? And it's just, again, that's something that I think's unique to kayak fishing that you don't see in the big boat world as much. Which to me makes it a lot of fun, man. I mean, it's just kind of, cause again, we're not millionaires. It's supposed to be fun. Like we all go to work. We all, you know, there's a few dudes that get to do this full time, and hats off to them, but most of us can't, you know? So, you know, but yeah.
All right. Well, let's have some fun tonight. Like, we're trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. I'm like, for some reason, whenever we're getting ready to do a tournament, somehow we always end up having a conversation about – and it's always like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to do is usually what the conversation starts at. Because, you know, we do fish a lot of these big waters. It's like, do I go deep for smallmouth? Do I go shallow for largemouth? Or do I – you know, it's just – and like you were saying earlier, you know, that's one of the fun parts is like, you know, pre-gaming. And I agree to stick, because it's also the most – especially the closer you get to a tournament and like – the closer you get to actually getting to the water without getting to the water, the more nerve-wracking it gets. You know, I can look at a map 1,000 times and come up with plans, 1,000 different plans, and I'm just like, and it gets to the point where like, I have no idea what I want to do. And you really don't know what you want to do until you get in the water and you start, you know, experimenting and seeing what's going to work. But, you know, it's all part of it. But, you know, we've been pre-gaming. We got this, you know, this big tournament coming up for us in the Northeast. I'm going to butcher it, but the winning – say it before I say it.
Winnipesaukee.
Winnipesaukee, okay. Yeah. We'll just call it Winnie.
Yeah, Lake Winnie. That's good
Lake enough. Winnie, but, yeah. You know, I'm excited about this. I've been there before. The first time was like a few years ago when KBF went there. I had a horrible tournament day. I had a really good pre-fishing day, but, you know, I pre-gamed the shit out of it. You know, and you get better pre-gaming, you know, after each tournament, it seems like. I'm trying to figure out now, like, what looks right. Or what looks like it could be right, and you know, areas that I like to you know fish the way I like to do. But what do you think? Like, what is your kind of approach to the whole pregame? Because I mean, you've showed me like some things. I remember I've talked to you like when I was at Lake Champlain, and you say, hey, you might want, or you're like, look at areas like this, and you show me like some contour lines and things like that. But what are some of the things that you like to do or like to look at for the whole pregame process?
Well, you know, it's funny, man. I'll hear guys go on shows, and it's like, you get some guys that kind of talk about things like this is the way, like this is the, you know, and it's, to me, I think there's a million ways to crack a nut, you know, and it's like, what are you good at? You know? And it's, I mean, like, for example, Winnipesaukee, like I'm looking at that. I do pretty well offshore and especially deeper tournaments like these Northeast events. My record's pretty good actually. And like local against all those guys. I mean, I've done real well. It's, you know, when I go south, I think I have a lot to learn. But so like an event like Winnie, I am 100% thinking like not just offshore, like way offshore. I don't want to be near anyone. Like I'm talking possibly even 40 feet of water, depending on conditions. You know what I mean? And so that, you know, that's a lot of map study. That's a lot of paying attention to the weather because, you know, in kayaks, like how much of that is even possible at times, you know. And then Winnipesaukee, you've been there before. Like, dude, that boat traffic is serious. Yeah, I mean, it's serious. So there's like a lot of things. I feel like what they're going to be doing this time of year is pretty obvious. That's the thing. It's a complex question, man. It's like every time of year, it's totally different. You know,
right.
If it's like pre-spawn, I'm looking for, you know, main lake points, secondary points. Are they pulled up on wood? Are they pulled up on docks? Are they getting back shallow? It's like, then you go to like the spawn. I mean, we all sort of know what that's about, you know, and it's, then post-spawn can be tricky, and I think that's where guys struggle the most, you know, because you get kind of lethargic fish, and a tournament like this, the dead of summer, in a big, big lake like that, Northeast Lake, I don't think it's that difficult. I think I'm going to try to just run as much water as humanly possible, probably be graphing more than fishing. I only have a day. You know, I've told you before, but like part of my season this year, you know, I got to – 4-year-old and then our newborn, he was in the hospital for a month, came 2 months early. So like my fishing season's been a little bit, I've still been able to do some stuff, but it's been tricky. So going up to a place like Winnipesaukee for one day, my strategy will definitely be just like cover water, rely on the electronics, maybe try to pick one here or there and have like 10, 15 offshore humps that I think I can run to in a certain location and then just hopefully get 5 good bites, you know, and that's all. Because that place, you know, like you said, you pre-fish, you'll have, you know, good days, and then all of a sudden that place can kind of, that can get tough too, though. Winnie's not like George, you know, like it can shut.
From what I remember, like last time, like I was so happy because I found fish shallow, and then like for the first time, I'm like, all right, you got time to go pre-fish. And so I went offshore, I'm like, and I found bites, but it's just weird, like the tournament day, everything shuts off. You know what I mean? It was just, it's just one of those places. And the worst thing about it is like, it's such a good fishery as far as what, you know, it produces, there's a lot of life in that water, but that being said, there's a lot of life in that water and it's not just bass. You know, you'll go there and you'll be overwhelmed with like pickerels and things like that. So it's a tough, to me, it was just a tough place to fish just because it, you saw how good it was, but as far as figuring out, they had so many options of where they wanted to be. It wasn't something that I was, anticipating. You know, I just figured, you know, they go deep or they go shallow. And that place, who knows? It just turns off because it's such a weird fishery, too, because of all those different the different bays, different types. I mean, it's just got so much. It's just, I mean, it's not the biggest lake I've ever been, but it has like the most going on. I feel like it's,
well, it's like endless cover. There's like rocks everywhere. You got tons of ledge, tons of humps, tons of, then you can go up. Like for you, I see this being, just knowing what I know about you and talking to you, like, you like that, you know, grass. And when I say shallow, you could be maybe, I don't know, 10 feet, 12 feet, whatever.
Yeah.
Down to maybe shallow. That's a tough call for a guy like you. Like, I feel like you're going to want to try to find something like that. And if you don't, if you have limited time, you know, because it's like, is this going to be a largey bite that wins? Is this going to be a smallie bite? I've always known it. Like, it's not a place I know super well. I used to fish it a lot. Not a lot, but we'd travel up there for vacation. I go out on the bass boat, and my old man, it's like, you know, it. I think it's more notorious for being a smallie lake, but there are definitely guys that are like, dude, you can get on a big largemouth bite there. And it's like, if somebody finds that, that can be the difference maker. So for a guy like me, I think, you know, my, it's not like I can't catch the largies. I mean, I've won plenty of tournaments shallow doing that, but it's just like, man, I really like that, you know. Some guys hate drop shotting Neds, all that way offshore. I like it personally, you know.
I think my problem is like, because I don't know, like when I have days that I do drop shot or I go offshore and I'm throwing a Ned rig, it's not that I don't enjoy it. Like I've had some great bites, but I think it's hard for, like when we're talking about pre gaming, it's hard for me to envision. You know, I can look at it, like I can look at a map and like look at like how the grass, you know, whatever map I want to look at the grass, look how far it goes out, try to find out where those grass lines are. And I know exactly what to do, and I know, and I feel confident in like, even just looking at it, like, okay, I can figure out a way to make that work. When it comes to like that offshore bite, I just haven't figured out how to, you know, it's like, what am I gonna go out there and pre-fish and just drop shot all day and hope, you know, and just it's more like if you know, if I had the time, and because I'm like you, I got a kid, and things are dictated based off what I can get, you know, what my wife can allow me to do, you know, with sitters and things like that. So it's like you only have so much time to go out there and figure out what's going to work or find areas that you know how to make work for you. And I think it's been my problem with like the offshore bite or when I say offshore bite, I don't mean like a true offshore. I'm talking about like deep water rock pile. I mean, offshore can mean to me means anything that's
anything. Yeah. Not
two casts away, which I mainly do. I don't really ever really hit the bank that much. Mm-hmm. You know, I look for grass lines and different things like that, but still going out there and drop shotting and throwing Ned rigs. Not that I know they're productive. It's just like having the confidence to go out there and do that and find it when I know for a fact I can go to these other areas. And for the most part, I mean, I've had some shitty days, but make it work for me as far as just, you know, just what I'm comfortable with. I don't know. It's just, but then again, I just know that a lot of that's been like my downfall in a lot of tournaments because I'm like you, I've hung out with some of these really great anglers like Derek Brundle, and he may not win all these tournaments, but he's been consistent just about his whole time because of his ability to go out there and find those offshore bites and hardly ever comes out the water without a limit, you know? So it's tough for me to commit to that, but I understand the benefits of it, if that makes any sense.
Well, I think you said the key word there, and it's confidence, you know, and it's, you know, I don't know. I don't even know when it clicked for me, you know, but it's like, I've just always looked for something a little different. And in the kayak world, you know, the big boat world, there's plenty of guys who are going to go way offshore, but there's not a ton of guys, like especially Lake George or like Winnie, that are going to like motor out 45 minutes to an hour in some super weird spot. Like there are guys that are going to go way up creeks, go up shallow, find rivers. There's guys are going to do all types of hardcore stuff. But it's just like, I just think it sort of gets overlooked in our world a little bit, you know? And to me, it's like, okay, well, that could be an advantage, you know, and I'm sure a guy like Derek looks at stuff like that. I mean, we all want – there's nothing better than when you're on something decent and you have it to yourself. I mean, you know, but what you're describing, just – you know, it's kind of like the way you talked about the Susky, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And then you go, you're like, dude, best place ever.
Yeah.
And it's just like confidence in doing new things, trying new things. And I think that just comes with like – fishing experience and just confidence in yourself in the fishing world. And I, you know, I think like watching you, I think you're gaining that exponentially. I bet more of your success has to do with that than anything else you think, you know, and it's just because tourney day, there's a lot of pressure and it's difficult to make those decisions and the adjustments. And I think just a huge amount of it's confidence, because with confidence, you're calm. You're not worried, you're not wound up. You're not going to spin out. You're just like, you're just doing your thing. You've been there before. Like, you know what to do, you know? And it's, you know, and so I think over time, it's just kind of like anything else. Like some guys just have extreme confidence shallow. They're going to bang their heads again because there's going to be fish shallow and deep, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's just some guys' confidence in their skill set, and they're just going to ride it out. And it's and that's the beautiful thing about fishing. I mean, you see it at the elites all the way down to what we do and even fun fishermen. It's like there really, truly are a million ways to crack a nut, you know, and how you find that puzzle to be like the most consistent angler. That's the cool thing. You're always learning. Like no one on earth has it all covered. Nobody.
Right.
You know, it's like, so it makes it super fun. And I know for me, I'm just trying to be like, I like having that base, but I want to be as versatile as possible, you know? And I have like a real weird dichotomy going where I've like won a lot of spawn tournaments, like the opposite of that. And then I kind of have lulls, and then I do well late summer where I can go offshore, which is weird because they're like polar opposites. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very.
But it's like, that's just something I've noticed myself, and I'm working on the other stuff, you know, like trying to improve on the other things, you know, like the other phases, like post spawn a little bit, and just trying to get the results more than anything, you know. But that's, dude, that's why it's such a blast. I mean, it's, you know, I'm looking forward to this. This is, you know, this should be a good tourney, and it's, I think there's only 35 now, but I know quite a few guys that haven't signed up yet. So I think we'll get our numbers up there pretty good. And, you know, hopefully anyway, and really get after it. So,
yeah, I mean, I hope more people sign up. I mean, like this whole elite thing is a good idea, and it's been great, but I want to see bigger numbers at some of these, especially like a New Hampshire tournament, because that is a great lake that we're going to. And it's kind of like a neutral place that most of us can all get to within like 6 hours, you know, 5 or 6 hours. So hopefully, you know, the numbers are up. But, you know, to go back to, you know, something also that really affects like my pre-gaming is, you know, the confidence is the thing too. But it's also, you know, I can't make myself, you know, an offshore angler just like that. You know what I mean? That's been like, because I've tried it, you know, I've gone places like Lake George when Lake George told me, there are no fish shallow. You're going to have to go out there and deep in the middle of August and go find them. And, you know, I've had some success, but it's just one of those things. It's like, man, it's – you can't just change things up dramatically like on tournament day. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things that
– yeah.
You know, I think it's always bit me in the ass in the past was like doing things that I wasn't necessarily prepared to do. And I'm not saying that what – you know, sticking to what I'm comfortable with would have been like the – would have made a difference. But I feel like you have a better chance, you know, slowly going off of what you know instead of like just throwing yourself into, you know, an offshore bite or out there trying to fish, you know, 40, 50 feet, you know. You know, it's just one of those things. I think it's a lot of times I've had to accept that I am still really green in this game. Am I happy with some of the little success I've had? Absolutely. I've made some big gains, but at the same time, I've kept it really, really simple this year. And I say I don't branch off just a little bit, but I branch off just enough where like if shit goes bad, I'm like, well, I'm gonna go right back here and then just stick to what I know. You know what I mean? But those are some of the things. It's like really just knowing like your skill level too.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, you can't turn yourself, like you can't just go out there and start punching grass looking for, especially something like that where it's like you might only get 5 good bites all day long, but you got to be willing to sit there and do that for 8 hours.
Dude, I did that in Guntersville in the national championship. So I went down there. I was either first or second for rookie of the year points, 14th. So like right at the 10 house, primed, dude. And I'm like, I struggled all week in practice. We all did, the whole house. I mean, I was with Brundle, Conan, Pagnano was down there. And everyone was kind of like, man, I couldn't figure it out. And I got a few big ones punching. And I just like committed, dude. I was like, I'm doing it. I don't give a shit. I'm punching all day. I'm gonna get 5. You know, I'm like, and they're gonna be 5 big ones. And like, holy shit, did I flame out? I mean, it was like I was like ready to kill myself driving home, dude. I'm like, what the hell just happened? I'm like, I couldn't even stumble into, you know. And it's like tough when there's endless. So like, you're right. I mean, it's, you know, you do there. And that's the tricky thing. There's a time where pounding your head against the wall is the right choice. And then right. There's other times where it's just going to kill you, you know? And I've always been a big believer, and I've talked to some younger, newer anglers and stuff. And I've been like, you know what, though? At the end of the day, like, I'd rather that, you know? I'd rather go for broke and try to win and just be like, look, what's your goal? You would just want to limit and be like 20th place every time, and that's cool. But, like, the difference between, like, 20th and, like, 50th, does anyone give a shit other than you, you know?
Right.
So it's just kind of like, I'd rather do the home run swing. You know, it's like the guy that hits 40 home runs and strikes out a million times. It's like, I'd rather be that dude, kind of.
Yeah.
Know, glory and, like, you know, it's like, but to me, and then you learn, and that's where the consistency comes in, I think, where you fill the gaps on, like, maybe something that isn't your strength and you're still getting a solid finish. Like, you look at guys like Derek, I mean, just unreal consistency, you know, and then like the absolute top tier, you look like Jody and Russ. I mean, what those dudes are able to do is just like, I mean, and then we always look at that and it's tough not to, like, you know, you see what that level is doing and you compare yourself to that, which sometimes kind of a mistake in a way.
Yeah.
Cause then you're like, oh man, it's like say you're finished on like the Susky, I don't know, you're around like 40 or so. And it's like, dude, you beat like 100 real good guys. You know what I mean? It's like, so it's like, you know, how do you measure success? Sometimes can be a question where it's like,
well, that's a really good point.
You know, I mean, you beat 100 real good guys. And if that's me, I go home feeling like a loser, you know? And it's like, well, no, that's pretty good, man. You know, it's so like managing expectations, so much of fishing is so mental, dude. Like, you got to find a way to get that good headspace and be confident and positive and just grow. And the results will come, you know, it's just, but that's difficult to do, man. Cause most of the time you're failing, even the best, you know? So it's just kind of, how do you deal with that? And I think the best guys have just figured it out mentally, man. I mean, there's definitely secrets, definitely skill. I mean, not saying there's not, but like, I think more than anything, the biggest thing is just like mental and, you know, a lot of old knowledge, guys doing this for many, many years that you just can't cram down your throat no matter how much YouTube you watch and all that. It's just time on the water, you know, and it's –
Well, I think you definitely have to, like, you know, I agree with you 100%. That's something that bothers me about this season, but I don't think it should bother me this season because, like I said, I got to realize, like, I've only been, like tournament fishing for, like, 3.5-4 years now, and I didn't grow up, you know, with a cane pole fishing with my grandpa either. You know what I mean? This is all very new to me. And, you know, like, I can't get down on myself for, you know, like, finishing 30th at Champlain, getting 41st at the Susky. I mean, yeah, there's things I could have went big, but I think I did good for, like, my skill level. I think, you know, I think you have to go through steps. I think, like, right now where I'm at, it's like, dude, put up a limit, a decent limit at a tournament. It's actually something to be really happy about. Yeah. But at some point I know that if I'm doing the same thing next year, you know what I mean? Then I'm fucking up. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm not growing as an angler. I'm not taking those necessary chances. But, like, no, but I agree at the same time. It's like, dude, I hate to say it, but if you're not like the top 10, or if you don't leave there with a check, what does it matter? You know what I mean? And like a good example, it's like, you know, I stayed with Cody Milton at the Susky. He didn't even really fish day two. You know what I mean? Because it's just like he was out of it. He knew, and he was just like, that's, you know, and then that was kind of like the end of it for him because it's like, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I just thought, I'm kind of like that, but at the same time, I'm just like, nah, at this stage, I need to do the best I can at every tournament and try to build that, what do you call it, the floor. You know, when my floor, like when my bad day of a tournament is Russ Snyder 42nd behind Josh Smith at 41st, you know, that's a bad day for you on a day that's my best day. You know, or a really good day for me, you know, that floor's got to change for me, I guess. Like, I get better at my decision-making process, you know, deciding why I picked this body of water or this area to fish in, you know, things like that, I think, you know, and then eventually it will be that. Like, it's like, well, I'm out here to win, not get 20th, you know what I mean?
Right. And, dude, I mean, for me, it's like some life stuff has kind of taught me because, like, really, you know, like, my first son was super sick, man, when he came, like, brain bleeds, all the shit. He's like perfectly normal and healthy now, but he came 2 months early. And it's taught me a lot of the last 3-4 years, gratitude, you know? And that, like, it sounds like a simple idea, but it's not, man. It's like kind of what you're talking about. It's like, look at where I am. It's like, it's easy to look at a Jody, a Russ, whoever, and be like, dude, why can't I do that? Like, come on, I can be with them. But it's like, hey, man, like, sometimes you got to take a step back. Just be like, dude, look where I am. Like, look at what I'm doing. Like, I just beat 100 guys. I mean, I, you know, just like perspective is important, and just be grateful. Cause honestly, the come up is the best part anyway. I mean, dude, Is there any chance, like, I just can't imagine that anyone that wins that much is as hungry as, like, a guy like you or me or someone that, like, really wants that level of success. I mean, I'm sure they are because they're ultra competitive and they're awesome. I'm not saying, like, one's better than the other. I more just mean the process is fun, you know? Yeah. And it's like, even though it's frustrating, it's like, dude, don't wish it away. It's like being a teenager. It's like, you know, you just don't wish it away because it'll, you know, soon you're going to be there. And it's like, well, shit, now what am I gunning for? You know what I mean? It's like, so
yeah.
But this is like the fun part, man. It's like as frustrating as it gets, that's what I mean about the mental. It's like perspective matters. You gotta, you know, just take it with a grain of salt and be like, dude, every week I'm doing better. Every year. Like I remember you at Candlewood, dude, and you're like, you're ready to go home day one. But think about the rest of your year. I know you did well in some local events and you gutted it out. You did a better finish day two. And it's like, what does that do for you? You know, did you win the tournament? No. But like that experience has massive value. And then that mental lesson has massive value, you know? And it's like all those little things start to add up, you know? And it's like over time, that's what makes somebody super rounded and a great angler. And it's, dude, it's worth its weight in gold. I mean, it's, you know, this is my second year as an angler traveling and stuff. And it's like, dude, I've had some good results, but it's, I feel like I could do so much better. You know, I really believe I could, you know, and that's what makes this fun right now. I'm like, dude, I know what I like. I feel in my mind, it's like, I just have to prove it. Like, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, you don't even know who you're talking to yet. Like, let me show you. And I don't mean that in a cocky way. That's the mentality. I'm like, dude, I want to show you. Like it's, or everyone, you know, and that's what's fun. I think we all feel that way on some level. Like, dude, I can do this, you know, and it's a blast. It makes it awesome. And then when you do get that little bit of success, it's just so much sweeter when you get your ass whooped all the time, you know? Yeah. So it just makes, like I said, it all just comes back to like making it just so fun and gives you a reason. Like, dude, I look forward to this all month, you know, like slaving away at work. You got two little kids, you're doing the whole family thing, the grind. Like I see you with your little guy, it's awesome. I love it. Wouldn't trade it for anything. But you know, day in and day out can get a little monotonous, and like we look forward to this all month, you know. And it's like, then you go, you have your day, it's like, dude, it's the best. Like I really don't know that I'd trade where I was at, like as much as I want, you know, I have goals and stuff. Like I'm also really enjoying the process is the point.
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. You know, I've had the luxury of staying with some of these guys who pretty much do this professionally, or they do it in a way that sometimes you can easily get jealous over. You know, like I'm staying in a campsite with, you know, Russ Snyder, Cody Milton, Matthew Scotch, and every single one of them pretty much live in their vehicles. You know what I mean? It's just like, as awesome as that sounds, and not that they should envy me or anything like that, but it's like, dude, I got a wife, I got a kid. Mm-hmm. When I'm not fishing, you know, I'm hanging out with a little dude doing all kinds of epic shit. Man, it's just like, You can't have, like, it's like one of those things, you can't have everything in life. You got to have like that weird, you know, as much as I would love to be able to go full hearted into, you know, a passion project and make that my life. The reality is, it's like, I'd be missing out on the other things. You know what I mean? I like having that. I don't know. Maybe it's Greg Blanchard who kind of put in perspective. You know what I mean? Like he likes fishing being a weekend activity because he likes his job and he likes his things like that. He likes to have like, he doesn't want two jobs. He wants something that he's excited to go to.
Right.
And the other thing that, you know, or whatever, you know, whether it's being a father or an entrepreneur, or whatever it is that you got going on in your life, I like having like the separation or being able to do, you know, go fishing after all the things, after everything else that I do during a week or during a month to go do these awesome ass adventures. You know what I mean? I couldn't do it, you know, I mean, whatever. Like, it just has to be like, there has to be like some kind of weird balance. And I appreciate that balance instead of, yeah, because you look at some of these, like, these anglers that do it all the time. And like I said, I've had the luxury of staying with them. There's this exhaustion that you see in them too. You know what I mean? It's like,
dude, it's so tiring. It's like some of those weekends I go home, I'm like, I think I'm all set with this. And I'm like, I'm pretty into it, you know, like I'm like, I love it, you know. And you go home, you're like, God damn it, dude. I just slept like 3 hours total the last 4 days. And like, I'm sunburned. I forgot to eat every day. I haven't drank any water. And I had to dip in for like 75 hours straight. So like you just feel horrible, you know? And it's like, why do I do this? And then a week later, you're like, oh shit, when's the next one? So it's almost like an addiction, man. It's like I bow hunt. That's the same damn thing for me, man. It's like and especially Massachusetts, like you want to talk about a tough state to bow hunt, man. I mean, not a lot of land and like not a ton of deer. You don't, you know, it's like you got to work. And it's like, I'll sit out there for days on end, just like freezing, man. Like I've gone a week without even seeing a deer, never mind a shooter buck, you know. And I'll go home and I'm like, there's so many other things I could be doing right now. Like, what the hell is wrong?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me, you know? And it's like, as fun as it is, like sometimes these tournaments, I'm like, there's something wrong with us. Like, we are fucked in the head. There's just something off with guys like us, you know?
Especially when it comes around like this time of the year, like I'm about burnt out. Like, I mean, I still enjoy doing it, but it's like, yeah. I've definitely taken a break. I'm only doing like one tournament this week.
Yeah.
Or this month, you know what I mean? Where compared to the other ones, like I've got to the point now where it's like, I hadn't even gotten on the water that much, you know, like, and this is also one of my favorite times to fish too. Cause you know, the frog bites there and I love the punch and things like that. It's just like, I just get so burnt out sometimes because the traveling, fishing 3 to 4 times a week, you know, you're talking about like 8-hour days. You're talking about loading and unloading that kayak, you know, like that's a pain in the ass, yeah. Dragging it, setting it up, breaking it down, putting it back up, getting home, unloading it there again, charging your batteries, making sure you're, you know, have, you know, like having to re-spool your reels and everything. It's just like, dude, I just get so monotonous. It's just like, anyway, one thing that's lucky about us up here is that like, we know in 2-3 months, we're gonna get a break anyways. And then we'll miss it again. Yeah. You know, cause as soon as that hunt season, you know, bow season opens, I'm not getting on the water anymore until spring, you know?
Dude, see, I never did in the last couple of years with tournaments. Cause I am like obsessed with bow hunting. Like I did, I'm not going to say I'm as good at, you know, I'm probably better at fishing than I am bow hunting. I kind of suck ass. You know, I try my best, but dude, I've been to like Illinois, bow hunted elk in the Rockies. I've done like Pennsylvania, New York, all types of just every state you can think, you know, and I used to be like hardcore with that. And that's like, ironically, the kayak thing, like I used to travel a lot. I'd be on the ocean in the Cape all the time. Then I had kids and I was like, dude, I got to find something low key and local. And I got the kayak tournament thing and then all of a sudden I'm in Florida and I'm like, how did this happen? Like, what the hell is, like, I was trying to calm down, you know? It's like, so it's just, I think there's something, and that goes back to what we said in the beginning with that just like-mindedness, you know? I think when you go to these events and, you know, like I talk to a guy like you or whoever I meet, you don't need to say much before you just understand each other. You know what I mean? You're like, look at a guy and you're like, I just get this guy. This is what we do, you know? And it's, how the hell do you explain it to somebody that doesn't? I mean, you sound like a lunatic, you know? So, but everyone just gets it. And that bond is pretty, it's a pretty deep bond, I think, you know? And
it's also one of those things, like you know, I was saying, I'll get tired of the sport sometimes until I get to an event and I see everyone. And I don't know, it's not about just firing me back up. And like, next thing you know, I'm in that, you know, if it's 3-day, whatever, however days I'm gonna be on the water doing these tournaments, it's like it fires me up. You know what I mean? I'm no longer like feeling sorry for myself and not wanting to do this. Now it's like I want to be here. I want to compete, and I want to have good days. And I want to see my friends have good. I don't know. It's just one of those weird things that, like, just as soon as you get to a boat launch and you see everyone, because usually there's like pre-fishing, at least you're gonna see at least 3 or 4 people. I don't know, something about it just fires me up and gets me back into that mode of, oh, this is why, this is why I do it.
And I think that's normal, man. I mean, that happens with anything, you know. It's moderation really, really can be the key in life, you know. And, you know, it's like I have so many different hobbies and I do get a little too extreme sometimes. And when I do, it becomes less fun, you know, like kind of like you're talking about. And it's I think, you know, what you're talking about is you're just finding a balance, finding a sweet spot for you. And that's good. And, you know, like you kind of mentioned before, the turnouts up here, and it's like, I kind of think that's a result of we have so many options now, which is a good thing and a bad thing. You know what I mean? It's you can really make this as much as you want. If you want to be going, you know, and I do KFL, which I know, you know, you've covered a little bit, not a ton, but dude, I mean, you want to talk about an awesome wrinkle. Like, I know I texted you privately. I'm like, that, start a damn New York team. Like, it's awesome. I'm telling you, it really is. Like, you got to do it just to understand, you know, like the team element. It's like the best way I can kind of equate it is like golf, you know, where like I absolutely suck ass at golf, but like in a scramble, I'm like useful, you know, I'll hit some great shots. We'll get super goddamn blacked out and just have like ridiculous fights. It's fun. Where if you go play around, it just, and you're off, it just sucks. You just want it to be over with. It's like, whatever. KFL is kind of similar, you know, it's like where, first of all, the pressure of letting your teammates down, especially when your teammates dudes like Ken Wood, Brundle, Conan, and I think they respect me. Like, maybe they know who I am probably more than, like, even on the national level. That's like, I feel like I belong, and it's just local results are real good, and regional. So, but in my mind, I'm like, shit, I got to prove I belong. It's like, these dudes are so good, right. These are the best of the best. And like, if I go out there and I skunk and I suck ass, it's just like embarrassing. And it puts crazy, like, more pressure on you than you think, like if you let yourself down, it's like, all right, well, that sucked, whatever, dust yourself off, we'll do the next one, who cares, it's so, and the whole point of that rant is just like, with options, it's like, you can do 2 days every weekend if you want. And yeah. Now we have weeknights, and it's like, or you can sort of pick and choose, pick your battles, pick stuff that fishes your style, and it's kind of like a choose your own adventure right now. I do see it probably in the future. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little consolidation or something, I like Hobie, I'd love to throw my hat in the ring there. I haven't a ton, but it's not totally the motor thing. Like, I still have a pedal Titan, but it's just like, it gets kind of diluted. We do so much stuff where I'm like, all right, what one am I going to try to do? Like AOI.
Right.
I only have so many weekends. Like, you and I have little kids, it's like, it's not like I like one over the other. I think they're all awesome. It's just like, dude, we don't have the time,
Yeah.
So we could go as extreme as we wanted if we really wanted to be nuts. But that's the beauty of it. You have those guys living in vans that are doing that, dude. They're there every weekend, doing all of them. And then you got guys like us who are probably way into it but not as extreme. And then you got guys that show up one, two events a year. And it really does cover a full spectrum of anglers. And it's, it's a lot of fun the way it is right now, And it's there's so many layers to it, man. I mean, it's like, we could talk about a million, like, that's the tournament side. And then it's like, then you get into, there's so many things to like dive into in this world, like gear, like, we just had iCast and it's like all the new stuff. And then I got all these dudes at home that are like the swim bait nerds that like literally own two rods and throw 17 inch baits. I'm like, dude, you're like, yeah, man, but I only catch 7 pounders. It's like, all right, but you catch 4 fish a year. Like, I like those big swim baits too. I throw them, but I'm like, these dudes are like, that's all they do, And then, I don't know, even just being in the KFL, like bouncing ideas off those dudes and like just every little thing that you can get into. It's so fun, man. Like, so many angles, like, some guys are like, dude, I only throw braid. I only throw this. Everyone's got these strong opinions, and it's just so fun. Like, kind of, as a guy that really loves all of it, I listen to all the podcasts. I like paying attention to all of it and hearing what everybody does and learning from everyone. And it's been a blast. All the options and all the connections. It's just been real cool for me to be able to be a part of it, And it's, but yeah, I don't know. It's
well, cool, man. We'll wrap this thing up soon. First off, but Wayne, like, what are your predictions? What do you think is going to take the win? Where do you think it's going to get won at? Like, how do you see it going down this weekend?
I see a smallie bite for sure. I'd say, there might be a guy on a largie, but I don't see it being more than, I would say, a range of like 84 to 87. I don't see a real mundo, like, huge bag. I think past events have been won with like low 80s, dude. Like, pretty sure I've seen them like 81 or 82, and I could be lying about that, but it's gonna be hot, gonna be kind of calm. I'd be a little surprised if somebody really hung a monster bag, so, which then also means I think it's gonna be competitive as hell. So somebody's just gonna find that quality bite. You got guys like Derek had a fourth in KBF, and Ken's been up there a bunch, and it's going to be challenging, man. It's, so my prediction is probably 84 to 87. I believe a smallie bite's going to win, but maybe somebody to get those largies. And I 100% believe it's going to be a guy offshore. That's what I think. I could be dead wrong, but I'd be surprised if it was anything else. And looking at the forecast, looks like somebody's going to be able to sit out there all day if they really want to. It's not going to be blowing too hard. And, so that's what I would expect, and I also think I will have a top 10 finish.
Very well. Hopefully we get more people, but
No, we will. I know like quite a few guys that are fishing that haven't signed up yet. So I wouldn't be surprised if we had like 60 or so, or 50, maybe not that many, you know, but I'm sure there'll be some local guys too that jump in. But yeah, man, it's, you know, like I'd like to see AKF really take off just because my next couple of years, like as much as I want to do a major travel, it's just like you, I got little kids at home. It's, I just got to watch it, you know, for a few years and I don't want to miss all that. Like, you know, it's,
that's the tough part. Yeah, because dude, like mine's, he's two now, but he's at that fun two age, like he's almost three. Yeah, and it's just like we do stuff together now, and like there's conversations and stuff like that. And so when you're gone for 4 days, dude, they change so quick at this age too. Like one moment they can barely pronounce words, and like the next weekend, like they're having, like they're saying whole sentences, and just like you can miss a lot in a 4 day time period. I mean,
100%, you know, and it's like, there'll be times where like Florida was a blast, you know, and it's learned a lot and it was cool. But like day two, you're okay. Day three, you're like, kind of a scumbag. But like day five, you feel kind of shitty. You're like, I want to go home, you know, and and that's where, you know, you get a guy, like you see what Jody's able to do and like retired a little bit, different phase in life. And even like, you know, Derek's buddy, his kids grown up and he's, you know, so like that will be there, you know?
Yeah.
And keeping that perspective again is important. It's like, dude, we don't want to miss this stuff. We're like, you got to find that balance, you know? And it's like, if I'm getting a lot of Saturdays and like this year, I had a 7th in Murray, a 12th in Candlewood. Like I've had some decent finishes, but I just haven't been able to pre-fish like crazy on a lot of, you know, I can't commit that time. And I haven't pre-fished any of the local tourneys and done real well in those, you know? So, to me, it's like, just have fun with it. Just do whatever. It's that I think the time will come. Like, I think there'll be a time where I really go nuts with this, but for now it's probably just, you know, keeping this balance and also seeing where these other things go, man. Like this KFL idea, I think is a good idea. There's some things definitely need to be improved on, like the, you know, but it's a cool concept. You know, it's like rumors about KBF plans and Hobie plans. There's so many things I'd like to do, you know. So I just have to be patient and just remind myself that, like, dude, this isn't going anywhere but up. And like we have, as much as like we want to be a part of it, it's like, dude, we have time, you know. It's make a name for yourself a little bit. And like, I mean, with you doing your podcast, doing all that, I mean, you're building awesome connections and you got the rod sponsors and some other stuff. And it's, you know, so it's like your hat's in the ring, you know, there'll be a time to go balls to the walls if that's what you choose to do, you know? And it's like right now you'll never get these years back, you know? And I think it's worth more than any win I could ever have or anything like that. But
agreed.
But you know, that said, I don't know. Kind of want to do all of it.
Yeah. You know. All right, man. Well, is there anyone you want to thank that's making fishing easier for you? Then we'll wrap this thing up.
Yeah. Well, it's no one sponsors me individually. You know, it's through KFL we have like, you know, Malone Auto Racks. We have X-Zone Lures. We have I should remember these. Prusa, I'm sorry, man. I'm terrible at this. I don't put a lot on social media and all that. And I'm sponsors. I like guys like you. I like guys like, you know, all the local podcasts and people that are growing the scene. That's who I always try to shout out and thank. You know, it's just making it fun for guys like myself and guys like, you know, all my buddies up here in the Northeast. And it's just awesome, man, to be a part of something like this. You know, guys running trails, think of how much work, all the bitching, the complaining, everything they sacrifice to just make this run for us. So, like, I would more say I'm thankful for the community and how everyone's just elevating this. And, you know, the sponsor stuff, man, I mean, it's cool, but I don't really care much about 20% off. And I definitely like to try a lot of different things. And yeah, I know you're trying to wrap it up too. I've always been kind of curious about those rods you run too. It's because you know that's an interesting idea. I'd like to see those. Maybe if I run into you at Winnie, I'd like to take a look at those because that's different, you know. But yeah, no, just thank you and thank everyone. Thanks for having me on. It's you know, it's just fun. Get out and shoot the shit a little bit, and hopefully. If we ever do this again, I'll have a win to talk about here, you know. Yeah. I know this one's a little random for you, but
I don't ever talk to anyone that wins anymore because they gotta go through the whole gauntlet of podcasts. And by the time they get on my shitty podcast, everyone already knows their story. So I'm like the guy who just talks to everyone else.
Yeah, so I'm in the trades and I listen to podcasts all day. I'm telling you, that's a good idea, man. Like for your show, I think that's a real smart idea because if you like a lot of us do listen to all of them, and like by the second or third, you're like, man, this is probably a great guy, but I'm sick of listening to his shit. You know, it's like, we get it. Okay, we get it.
You threw a Ned rig. It won you the tournament. Awesome. Yeah.
And then you're like carving out this cool niche of like giving other people, you know, and it's I think it's interesting in a different way. And then you don't have to just talk about, you get kind of boxed into like what you actually have to get into when it's like they won that tournament or whatever. And it's like, it can make it a little vanilla. So it's kind of fun to, you know, it's like, shit, dude, I'd sit here and talk to you about like football if you wanted. Like, I don't care, man. It's like, so it's just kind of interesting to get, you know, different perspectives, meet different personalities, especially some of these dudes you've had on that are like YouTube presence. I like hearing that. And it's just, you know, the whole thing is just fun as hell, man. It's like when you're bringing the spotlight on different individuals, that's just building the community and just building and just making it more fun, just making it bigger one tiny step at a time. You know, it's awesome. So hats off to you and what you're doing too, man. It's cool. It's awesome.
Well, man, I appreciate it, man. And I look forward, we're definitely gonna run into each other this weekend. I'm getting there, I think late tomorrow night, and then I'm gonna fish Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So
yeah, I'm hoping, I don't know if I can maybe do Thursday afternoon and maybe get like an evening because it's only a couple hours away from me, probably 2.5 hours. But I'm definitely going to go balls to the walls Friday. It looks like a decent day, pretty hot, but, you know, but hopefully I can learn something, man. It's like I said, I fished it as a kid, but I don't have a ton of experience. I don't really remember, you know, and it's I do have some stuff. I've done a lot of map study and I think I have a couple good ideas. So we'll see, man. I mean, I don't really care. It's just going to be awesome. It's just going to be, you know, get away. And
yeah.
I think I might be staying with that lunatic pirate guy.
That's on Jesus. The NFL
team. He says he has a whole bunch of buddies in the house. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you know, I'm an old part, man. I'm trying to sleep, you know, but so it's just going to be fun anyway. Who cares? You know, it's, but yeah, dude, I hope to run into you up there. We'll connect maybe Friday afternoon or something, but all right. Yeah, good luck though, man. Let's go up there and crush it.
All right, bro. Well, I'll see you soon, or at least talk to you soon. All right.
All right, man. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Yep.